Do you think anyone can come to God any way? There is a great separation between God and man. Natural man in his sin on the one side, and Almighty God in his holiness on the other. There is a wide gulf between these two. That's why we all rejoice in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That's a wonderful truth. It is as though God had put a bridge across the gulf, across the canyon, so that we can come. We human beings in our sin can actually come to God. Or if we use the idea, the figure of a separation, as if it were a wall, as if it were a fence that separates us, then we would say that Almighty God has opened a door in the wall. And by the way, when you speak of a door in the wall, if I were to ask you, why is that door important? And I wonder if you see right away it's because the wall is there. If there were no separation, you wouldn't have to have a bridge. If there were no wall separating us from God, there would not need to be a door. The door is important because the separation actually is real. Now I could ask you another question. What makes the door valuable? When is it important? And you'll readily see it's important if you go through it, if you actually use it. Now, if you don't go through the door, it might as well be a solid wall. There's absolutely no reason of finding any joy in the statement that the Lord Jesus makes when he says, "I am the door," unless you intend to go through that door. And you are going to be thinking about this now. We're studying in the Gospel of John, and we had just finished yesterday in our study in the 9th chapter. We hadn't quite gotten through with it, and there was one idea at the end of the 9th chapter that I feel I want to bring to your minds. If you have the 9th chapter before you, I wish you would look down there just at the end of the chapter 9 and look in there in that portion from verses 35 to 38, because this is what happened was that when the Pharisees were not able to get this man whose eyes had been opened, they were not able to get him to agree to reject the Lord Jesus Christ as being the one who had done the deed, and they were so provoked with his obstinate insistence that the Lord had opened his eyes that they cast him out. This has happened. Many people have been put out of the church because the people who were in it didn't want to hear their testimony, and this is what they did to him. And now I want you to notice this. In verse 35, verse 34 you read, they cast him out. In verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he found him, he said, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And if you go along in there, you will find that the Lord Jesus revealed himself to the man more fully and more openly than he had ever known him before. I thought I'd wanted to bring that in just at this point, because for any of you who may have been listening, who perhaps have had your own experience of being rejected, maybe you've had your own experience of being turned out because you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not have been turned out of the church. Maybe you've been turned out of the fellowship of your own people. Maybe in one way or another you've been made to feel that you're an outsider so far as your own home is concerned. Maybe you've had people in your own home who resent you because you claim that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of your soul. What I now want to suggest to you is that if that should be your experience, and you should have have it happen to you, that people push you away because you believe in him, I can promise you one thing. The Lord has his eye on you. He's going to come to you, and he will likely show you more about himself than you have ever known before. And now let us pick up this incident we have now, or this part, in chapter 10, looking at the first 10 verses, where you'll find that the Lord Jesus made it clear to these people that he was the way in which a man will come to God. You will notice in this passage, when he says in verse 7, I'm looking in chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, And if you look down there at verse 7, you will see, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." And if you read the first 6 verses, you'll see something of a parable in which he says that anybody that entereth in by the door into the sheepfold doesn't come in that way, climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And he says a very interesting thing and a very precious thing there when he says that the sheep hear his voice, he calleth his sheep by name and leadeth them out. He goes on to say that another they will not follow because they do not know the voice of strangers, but they know the voice of the Lord, and they will follow him. Then afterwards it says, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were. So he said plainly, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." So we'll have to give an answer to that question we raised at the beginning. When we ask you or anybody was to say, "Do you think anyone can come to God anyway?" The truth is no. There is one way to come to God, and that is through the door that he has provided. Now mind you, man needs to come. He needs the favor and the blessing of God. I do not know that this would be a good time for us to try and develop it all together or to set it all out, but let me tell you that when we say he needs the blessing of God, we mean that man needs the forgiveness of sin. He'll find this in Christ. He needs to be born again. This will come to him through Christ. He needs grace for daily living. This will come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs guidance in his daily affairs. This will come to him by the Holy Spirit showing him the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs fellowship with God so that he is not alone, and he'll find this through the Lord Jesus Christ. He needs an eternal home. He doesn't have it in this world, but he needs some place he's going to for sure. This will be provided for him in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he needs glory. He needs something to give him the insight to see, and something that's going to make real sure that all the suffering he endures is not in vain, and that God will actually be glorified in all that has happened to him. He needs this confidence and this assurance about the future, and this will come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. We say about him that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the one authorized person through whom such blessings can come. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one who actually dies for our sins and carries our sins away in his own body. When we come to him, he can arrange to take away our sins. He is the Son of God. And this is rather profound, as you will remember. We were going over this matter the other day, because when he says that he is the Son of God, means that he is not only that he is sent from God, but you will remember how the Lord Jesus said that God hath committed all judgment to the Son, and he has given the Son power to raise the dead, and he has given the Son life, and he has given him the right to give this life to anybody. I'm hurrying over these things, but then there in this, I want to bring to your mind that when he says, "I am the door," he means, "I am the door through which you can come to receive great blessing from God." And so he puts it before us, "I am the door." And by the way, you may not need to have me argue about it, but let me emphasize it. This is not, "I am a door." This is not one of many. I am the door, the only one. There's only one way for a human being to come into the presence of God as a child of God. There's only one way to know God as Father. "No man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son shall reveal him." You can know God as Creator. You can know him as Judge. You can know him as the sovereign God who watches over you. You can have dealings with God as man would have dealings with God in the way in which you had it in the Old Testament. You can have all those things. But you cannot enter into this blessing that comes to a child of God. You cannot have the indwelling power of God in you by the Spirit of God. You cannot actually enter into the family of God except you come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the door. And he himself said, as we shall see in just another little while. We'll come across this in one of the next few chapters when he's going to say in so many words, He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. In this very chapter that I'm reading to you, in the 10th chapter, you will find He is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. And, of course, you're also going to find in days to come that He's going to develop the idea that He is the vine and we are the branches, and that actually it comes out through us that the grace of God working in us produces fruit to the glory of God. All these things unhesitatingly and clearly as anything point directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. And again He says this, I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Please notice those words, shall go in and out and find pasture. It isn't just that you and I come to the Lord Jesus Christ one time. We may very well do that. We may come to Him one time, we may come to Him the first time, but then we come and come and come and come, go in and out. We again remind you of the marriage relationship. A young couple come together and they're married and they have a wedding day and it's a time of great celebration. And that's the day they became husband and wife. But you know as well as I know that that wasn't the last day. It would be a sorry and a sad story if that was the last day there was. It's because of the days that follow, and days and days and days and days when they have dealings with each other and live with each other, that make that wedding day so important. So it is with the Lord Jesus Christ. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put your trust in Him, then you go in and out that door and find pasture. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the provision that Thou hast made for us, that Thou hast opened a way for us to come and encouraged us to come unto Thee through Him and to live with Thee in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for it. For Thy, add Thy blessing to us now as we seek to enter into these things. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.